Good evening, everyone. I'll call this public hearing to order. Start with some introductions for those that haven't met. I'm Councillor Scott Gillingham, Councillor of the St. James Brooklands Western Ward. This is Councillor Rams from Charleswood, Tuxedo, White Ridge. Councillor Dodson from St. Charles. Madam Clerk, Destiny Watt. And Winnipeg Public Service here, Mr. Devin Clark, City Planner. So we just have one item tonight, I believe, on our hearing docket. And so I'm going to turn it to our clerk at this time, Madam Clerk.
Okay. All persons who wish to speak or receive notice of the hearing body's decision or recommendation must fill out a public representation form and submit it to me as soon as possible. Copies of this form can be found at the registration table. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, the process the committee will follow is the applicant will be heard first, followed by those registered or in opposition, and then followed by those who are registered for information. Finally, the applicant may return to speak in rebuttal to comments made, however, no new information is permitted. Please note that when your name is called, it is your opportunity to speak, however, you are not obligated to do so. This is the public hearing process brochure, copies of which are available at the registration table. This brochure contains an overview of the process and other information pertaining to what happens before, during, and after a public hearing. As information, all public hearings are recorded and will be part of the public record. Should you have any questions after the public hearing is concluded, please contact the City Clerk's Department. Item 1 is a zoning agreement amendment at 2901 Sturgeon Road under file ZAA16/2014.
Thank you. Okay. At this time, I'd like to call upon Mr. Stephen Sherlock to come forward, please. Just at the end of the table there. Yes, sorry. Thank you. I should have been clear. Thank you. If you could just please state your name.
Stephen Sherlock.
Okay. Thank you. And address as well, please.
Unit 5, 986 Lorimer Boulevard. Okay. It's my office address.
Okay. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you.
Go ahead. You make your presentation at this time?
Okay. Well, we're here to amend the zoning agreement in place currently for 2901 Sturgeon Road. We want to amend wholesale and retail tire sales and tire storage distribution installation as the permitted uses, keeping office and adding warehouse and light manufacturing with accessory outside storage. The use has changed. It was previously Sturgeon Tire in there. And the new group, we think, is an amazing fit for the site. They have far less staff than the last use. They have no public traffic, as the last use did. It's a lot safer than the last use. They're not storing tires. They're storing plastic pipe. And, so it's fairly simple, straightforward. It was all detailed in the application. So I guess if there's a...
Yeah, thank you. Are there any questions that anyone on the committee has at this time?
No questions for me.
I live right by there.
Okay. Good. All right. I'm sure you get this in. Yeah, the next one in support, correct? Mm-hmm. Madam Clerk? Okay, good. I think that's all then at this time. I don't think there's any questions that we have at this time. So.
Okay.
We'll ask them to come back.
Yes, we may ask you to come back in a minute, but we're good for now. Thank
sure.
you.
Thank you.
And then in support, we have Mr. Brian Melville. Would you like to speak? Are you, do you have anything you'd like to say to us, or are you just kind of here in support?
I can see
it
a little blurred.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, please. Please do. Please state your name and address for us.
It's Brian Melville. Office address is 2901 Sturgeon. Again, what Stephen, just to add a few things to what Stephen said, approximately 90% of our work goes direct to site, so nothing, no traffic in and out from the building, and it's just primarily for office use. And again, it's a Canadian head office. It's basically the vision of what Centerport is. So basically, we'd be one of the first ones in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Melville at all? No? Okay. Seems fairly straightforward, so thank you. Appreciate that. And then,
I wish we had some questions.
Yeah, I wish we had some questions. I know.
There are we at. Some of our
really? Okay. Maybe I'll think of someone. So we'll think of someone. Ms. Diane Gray, would you like to come forward at this time? Or?
Opportunity to say great things about Centerport.
Yes, well, there you go. So thank you, please.
Well, good afternoon, councillors. Yes. Thank you very much for an opportunity to be present here today. We're obviously very excited about the opportunity to rezone and to reuse this property that is within Centerport, and of course, it's within the city lands within Centerport. As I've met with a number of you individually to explain our 5 to 10 year plan for Centerport, you know that over the next few years we're going to be intensely focusing on the development of the city lands that fall within the Inland Port project. And the planned rezoning for 2901 Sturgeon Road and its intended use by ISCO falls very squarely in line with what the intended uses are economically for that particular part of land. So we see it as a really great fit and a bit of a jump start on some of that economic activity that we know is going to grow within that part of the footprint of the Inland Port. Thank you.
Thank you. We should get your name on the record, please, though, and your address.
Diane
well.
Gray,
you.
And our business address is Suite 100, 259 Portage Avenue.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, is there anyone else in support? It's here in support? Okay. Anyone in opposition at this time? No? Okay. I think at this time, anyone here for information alone? Okay. And anything further? Mr. Clark, is there anything you'd had to add at this point?
Not really, no.
Your report is before us. It's pretty good. The report before us is pretty straightforward. Okay. I guess we can ask Mr. Sherlock back at this time. So we will ask a couple of questions.
Sure. Couldn't have been that easy, eh?
Just maybe explain, if you don't mind, just for our sake, just what the company is, what the company does, maybe...
Sure. Well, I have the Coles notes more specifically. Would be better from somebody in the company. But what I have here is so they're a distributor of high density polyethylene pipe fittings and pipe welding equipment. They do some light fabrication work, and this office is serving as their Canadian head office. An American company coming into Canada. They were locating across Canada all at once, and this site is hopefully going to be their Canadian head office. And some accessory outside storage, and there's some, they'd just be using the existing buildings, no new development, just renovating what's there and carrying on business.
Okay. Approximately how many employees, and is it hopefully an expand, you know, the number of employees and stuff? I'm just wondering if new jobs are being created.
Well, there's about 5 office staff, 3 warehouse staff, so not a whole, not a large staff, but... that was one of the kind of our, selling points on it, because they were worried that it might be an intensification of the land use, whereas the previous folks in there with Sturgeon Tire had about 15 office staff, 10 warehouse people, so it's less strain on the way that the current system is set up.
I'd imagine, too, that all of the sewer water, that's all in there already, is it not?
It's not. And
it's
that's,
not?
And
okay.
That's why we're saying that we don't want to see an intensification of land until there is a full range of municipal services in place.
But the landlord has signed a letter stating that as soon as it's readily available, she'll hook in the city sewer and water services.
Yeah, I saw that here.
I was curious about that because I didn't know if the previous property owners and users were on a different... system or just what they were using?
Yeah. Holding tank and wells, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, good. Any further questions at all?
The pipes, what are they used for? The high density pipes?
Well, that's, I might defer it a little bit here.
coincidentally, water and sewer pipe. developed, it'll be essentially our pipe.
Oh, okay.
I thought so.
Okay. Thank you. Just so we know, we'll have to, if you're going to answer, we'll have to get you in front of a microphone, but that's fine. So, thank you.
Sewer and water pipe.
Okay. All right. Good.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just one quick question. Well, this isn't really so much related to city bylaws. Just I'm curious, was there an environmental audit done prior to the acquisition or?
It hasn't changed hands. This is a tenant. It's the same owner of the building that was previously leasing it to Sturgeon Tire.
Oh, I see.
Now,
it's a tenancy.
Right.
Okay. Okay. I have no further. Anyone else have any further questions or comments? Okay. Thank you. Appreciate your time today.
Okay. Motion.
Yes, if you've got the documents there, you'd like to do that? Sure.
I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Moved. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That the receipt of the public representations be concluded.
Moved. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
I move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred in and forwarded to the Executive Policy Committee.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 That the following supporting reasons be provided, namely that the newly proposed use remains compatible for the area, and it does have the support of Senator Port.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
That the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
Okay. All in favor, aye.
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 Thank you. Okay. Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. Thank you. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Okay. I make the motion to adjourn.
Aye. 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 Hearing is adjourned. Thank you.
Sweet.